Welcome to today's gaming discussion, Mike. Buckle up as we embark on a skeletal journey through the remastered classic, Grim Fandango Remastered. Imagine, if you will, a world where the afterlife meets the decadence of film noir, all wrapped up in a package that's been polished to a spectral sheen. So, Mike, here's why Grim Fandango should be on your gaming radar, especially since you enjoy rich stories and clever humor. First, we dig into the premise. Manny Calavera, a travel agent in the Department of Death, finds himself knee-deep in a conspiracy that could derail the serene eternal journey of countless souls. It's a tale that'll keep you hooked as you navigate through puzzles and dialogue that push the genre to new heights. The remastered version of Grim Fandango brings with it some delightful upgrades. The characters now sport repainted, high-resolution textures giving them a new lease on afterlife, and dynamic lighting accentuates the already atmospheric settings. Plus, the classic soundtrack has been re-recorded with a full live orchestra, layering rich soundscapes over your adventure. It's like hearing the sweet tunes of an afterlife symphony that serenades your soul. One undeniably exciting part of the game is when you uncover the insidious plot threatening Manny's salvation. Trust me, you'll be on the edge of your seat as the mystery unfolds. The story's depth, combined with its humor, is engaging enough to stay in your mind long after playing. Additionally, the 2 hours of exclusive developer commentary are a treasure trove for fans of the genre, offering fascinating insights into the game's creation and its evolution over time. Visually, Grim Fandango Remastered embodies an art style that's a perfect blend of film noir and Mexican folk art. The characters and settings feel like they're pulled right out of a Day of the Dead celebration, with vibrant, yet subtly muted colors that evoke the surreal brilliance of that tradition. It's these artistic choices that make exploring the land of the dead such a unique experience. Compared to other favorites like Monkey Island and Broken Age, Grim Fandango Remastered offers a story that's equally compelling, but with its own distinctive charm and humor. If you loved the narrative-driven puzzles of those classics, this game will feel like a hauntingly good fit. Now, why might you, Mike, choose to sidestep this adventure? Well, the puzzles can sometimes be a bit cryptic and challenging, which might require patience if you prefer more direct gameplay. However, these puzzles are often woven intricately into the narrative, making solving them feel rewarding without veering into the territory you'd typically avoid. But here's the kicker, it's all about the whimsy, the atmosphere, and the feeling of unwrapping a complicated gift. Grim Fandango Remastered isn't just a game, it's an experience. It's being reborn with the enhancements to make the gameplay smoother and more captivating for a modern audience. So, Mike, embrace the bony, noir adventure that awaits, and help Manny finally get the rest he deserves. Thanks for tuning in today. Until our next podcast adventure, keep those game controllers warm and happy gaming.